Listeners, did you know each year Americans throw away 25% more trash from Thanksgiving to New Year's? This year, let's turn our New Year's resolution into actions that make a difference by switching to Blue Land. An estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year. And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. It's a lose-lose situation for us and the planet. But Blue Land has made it their mission to do something about it. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful, cohesive design that looks great on your counter. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Refills start at just $2.25. Tab and I are loving Blue Land. We love how great the products work and smell, and the space saving from just having refillable tablets to store instead of bulky bottles is great. Also, we love having it shipped to our doors. It's so convenient and just one less thing to think about at the grocery store. And hello, Blue Land saves you money and helps the planet. What is not to love about that? Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/clink for 15% off. That's blueland.com/clink to get 15% off. Listeners, is your child struggling with a specific subject? Do you want to help set them up for success? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them to choose how they learn. In my house, my daughter could not wrap her head around ratios in her sixth grade math class, and I was not much help, except for that I put her on IXL and got her set up to do the tutorial on ratios, and it was the boost she needed. IXL is super simple like that because everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you are covering. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and Housewives of True Crime podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
It's not bonus time.
No, it's not. It's regular time.
Monday morning.
That's right. Good morning.
Guys, how was your weekend? Was it fabulous? I hope it was. We're just getting our weekend started, to be honest with you.
Yeah. We're sitting here. I'm recording live from the Macaulay Academy, aka homeschool classroom. With my dog.
With your dog.
Yeah, that is awake with me. I am having a problem with my dog.
You're also having a problem with your computer and your microphone.
Oh, so audio quality might be a little challenged.
But I think we got it going on. It's okay. You guys
But
can
I think
understand.
It'll be good enough.
Yeah. Don't give us a bad review for the audio quality today or the next couple weeks, please. Thanks so much. Try
oh my
not
God.
To be
jinxed.
Try jinxed not to tab. Be a Chrissy.
Yeah.
Although we love a lot of Chrissies, but you know what I'm saying.
You know the one we're talking about.
Don't be a Karen. Don't be a Chrissy. Don't be a dick.
That's right. Good. That should be a bumper sticker. Okay, listen. What should I do about my dog? I have the cutest dog in America. I'm not even exaggerating. It's a fact. Okay? But I'm thinking about renaming her Jodi Arias or Shayna or something
oh,
to the likes. Because she is such a psycho bitch. Literally. Okay.
To your kids or to the...
No, to us. No, oh, no, no way. No. This is the thing. This is why she needs to be a Shayna. She is so sweet. She's obsessed with us. But anyone else, she's about to take them out. I mean, if we give attention to anyone else, she's going to take them out.
Oh.
I mean, she doesn't actually bite, but she is starting to like... Her bark has turned to like a growl. Like she's on fire. She's got something to prove. I mean, even when we were on our trip, people tried to win her over while we were in the car because she would go so psycho that we were talking to other people and give her a bone. And she would say, oh, no. I cannot be bought. I cannot be bought. I turned my nose up at that bone.
Oh,
you just back off my boo. That's what she was saying. Back up.
I don't know. I feel like somebody out there is a dog trainer that can give us some helpful tips.
Yes, please. Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome to the new Jody Arias.
What else? Saga. What else is going on?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've been furniture shopping, so I feel like Goldilocks.
Oh.
I've sat my ass on every single goddamn couch in Texas.
Oh, okay. I was wondering where you were going with that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Some of them are too hard. That. Some of them are too soft. Most of them are not just right.
Anything is better than the last couch you had. Let's face it.
Oh my God.
That couch was a lot of drama.
Okay, you guys, like these custom couches, I'm not into it. You got to fluff that shit. I even went on one and I was like, I could already tell the sales guy was like, this is like a fluffer. I can't have a fluffer. He's like, no, it's really easy. You just take the corners and you just give it one little that, that, that. And I'm like,
no, I ain't got time for that. No.
I'm not doing one little that, that, that 5 times a day. Sorry. Move on.
No, thank you.
I will take the harder couch that doesn't have the feathers in it. That's, you know, looks good all the time.
Yeah. Dark colors. You have children.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I already returned a couch that it never was delivered. I'm like, I'm crazy. And my husband's putting me on a tight budget, real tight. So.
Oh yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Listen, last night we were chatting and you were making fun of my pants when you cut me off.
Well, they seemed a little extra.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Listen, you guys, I think they're like mullet pants. They're like party in the front. Maybe it's a reverse mullet because it's a reverse party in the back.
Yeah. They're reverse mullet pants.
Yeah. But I was thinking they were pretty good for myself. I don't get out
Tell
much.
Tell us about
but
your
I was thinking
pants.
Like, I was thinking I'm feeling myself in these pants. Maybe I should go somewhere. I got them from the Old Navy and they are pleather in the front and like stretch yoga pants in the back. I'm like, they're perfect. This is what it takes for me to dress up.
Oh, yeah. I got to see the pleather. I like pleather pants when they actually look like leather.
I know you like pleather plastic, pants. We wear them all the time.
But if they look like plastic leather,
then I have to. Listen, you guys, last night she hung up on me, rained on my parade. I thought I was so hot. Now I'm thinking like, maybe I'll go places. I just need new pants. Maybe I'm going to buy some of those pajama jeans.
Jeggings?
Then I'll get out of the house.
Are they called jeggings?
No.
No.
No, pajama jeans. They're like jeans, but they are as comfortable as pajamas. Have you not seen the infomercial?
I think that I must not look at the same things as you, so those don't come in my feed.
clearly not. Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying. No,
I mean,
shade,
I'm half joking about the pajama jeans, but
not really.
Not really.
Moving on from pajama jeans, since no one really needs those, I'd rather just wear pajamas out or sweatpants.
Oh, I do that.
Just get some cute sweatpants.
Oh, I do that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready for a crime?
Oh, I have been ready for 2 weeks now.
Sorry.
Just kidding.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Well, it's a good one. So hold on tight. Today, I am going to tell you about the bizarre case of Miss Carla Schaefer. I stumbled upon this case while looking for a case that involved the San Juan Islands since I was going there. but I didn't end up doing it before I went, but I actually circled back around to this case after leaving Orcas Island. And because the details are so disturbing and it involves a place, well, actually places I visited while on the island, my husband thinks it's a good thing that I didn't know too much when I was actually there. After I told him about the case, he said something like, "Thank God you did not know all this, because you would have not shut up about it and been looking at all the locals like they were crazy." And he's probably right.
And so is it a solved case, or would you have been looking at the locals like you're the one?
No, now you're making me spoil it.
Oh, shit. Okay, sorry.
Okay, but no, basically, no, it's not solved. Okay, I mean, sorry. I've solved it.
Yeah.
Basically. Okay. So
basic detective.
There's that. Yeah, there's that. Okay. Okay. So a little more on that. I will say, you know, I love the Pacific Northwest, and the San Juan Islands are my favorite place on the planet. And it's somewhere we go year after year. I dream of retiring there. And you guys know I am a real estate whore. I'm always looking at it, but I never consider buying on Orcas Island, even though Orcas is probably the most beautiful of all the San Juan Islands, because I just have always said there is just something about that place I don't vibe with. I cannot explain it. I can visit there, but I couldn't actually live there.
It gives you the heebie-jeebies a little bit.
There's just
something.
There's just something. And Oprah has a house there. So it's me giving up my chance to be like in my head, be neighbors with Oprah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a big sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Okay.
For you, for sure.
For sure. Okay.
Second to Dolly.
Yeah. I like the friends in my head. Okay. So Carla moved to the island with her husband, Jim, shortly after the two married in the 80s. They visited the island and fell in love with it and raised their two girls there. And eventually they divorced, but Carla remained on the island still. And so did her daughters for most of that period, from what I understand. Okay, so in 2006 on Orcas Island, Carla Schaefer lived an eclectic kind of life, which I think is typical of a lot of islanders. She did some artwork, some naturopath healing work with something called a Rife machine.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yep, I know.
She also worked in food service because you have to do something that actually makes money.
Pays the bills, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When I lived on Kauai, everyone had like 4 jobs, right?
Including yourself. You know?
Yeah, including myself. So she had been on the island for years, you know, of course, and made lots of friends who describe her as someone who's always on a spiritual journey. You know, the islands attract the type. So how I interpret this is, you know, she was real into hippie shit,
yeah,
which I'm not knocking. I'm real into hippie shit too, but maybe not to the extreme Carla was. She practiced something called the Baha'i faith, which from what I found seems pretty cool. It's something that is like a philosophy / religion, I guess, that unifies Buddha and Allah and God, you know, all others. So, you know, whatever works for you, I'm down with it.
I had friends that are Baha'i.
Oh, okay. Cool.
The one thing you can't do is you can't drink if you're of Baha'i faith.
Oh, I'm out.
So yeah, I thought you'd put me out on that one.
Damn it.
I know.
Okay. Well, you know, that wasn't the only thing she belonged to. She also belonged to a group that is centrally located on Orcas Island that is called Samboda. And I don't know whether you can drink or not, but I'll tell you what, it does not seem cool. And I'm going to tell you why I think that. If you read their webpage, it's all like star backgrounds and talk of ancient traditions And the idea that Sambodha is not a religion, it's a movement to raise consciousness. Okay. Okay. So, you know, that like relatively harmless hippie shit, whatever. Right. But when you dive a little deeper, you learn how it came to be was due to this man whose real name is Janice.
That's my aunt's name.
Okay. Yeah. Your aunt is a woman.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Aunt Janice. I love your Aunt Janice.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, just a little unusual. This is the man, Aunt Janice. But he actually, maybe that's why he goes by the name Aravinda Himadra.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to continue saying Aravinda Himadra. So I thought we should agree on a name for him right now.
Ari, that's a good name.
Ari. Okay, Ari. We're going to call him that. Okay, Ari is the center of this organization and the source of all the teachings, which they say have been kept secret by eight masters for thousands of years. But basically, you can pay Ari some coins and he will pass the info along, which is the answer to all things that matter. And
this is I'm adjacent.
Yeah. I'm surmising all of this. Okay. But I mean, when you get down to the brass tacks, I mean, that's basically it. And obviously that's when it starts to sound culty.
Yeah.
And then when you look at this guy and he's got these piercing blue eyes. Okay. Mm-hmm. And like, white hair, and I don't think he is wearing a toupee, but it looks like he is because he's got it due. Okay.
And does he have tan skin?
He does have tannish skin.
Uh-huh.
And he's just got that full of shit smile.
Oh yeah. The Newsome smile.
All my cult alarm bells start ding, 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 you know, right? Yeah. You got yourself one charismatic leader asking for money. That's cult. Right. Okay. So it's hard to believe that people are buying what he's selling, but you know, people do. And Carla did. Carla was like many good people out there and just out there looking for answers, seeking purpose, which I totally get. So it's inevitable that she would seek out Ari and his wife, who was Ashara Himadra, whose real name was Jill. Okay, so Janice and Jill, Ari, and let's call her Ashi. Okay. Being that they all live on island with a population of about 4,000 people. Okay. So Carla was a member of Sambodha for at least 3 years, according to friends. And in those years, she adapted some telltale cult member behaviors, like she cut off the friends she had for over 20 years and she changed her name to Naheem.
Okay. Right?
Another sign, disconnection usually equals cult, right? Okay. By the way, Leah Remini's series about Scientology is now on Netflix, I saw.
Oh.
So if anybody else wants to be a cult aficionado like myself, just binge the series and we're equal pretty much. Okay. So I have to give credit to this woman named B. Schofield for her deep investigation, which she did while staying on Orcas Island for a month, because there was another short article by a CBS reporter and little news clippings about the incident, but B really dug into Carla's island life. And so I was curious, who is this B woman? You know, what's her motivation?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's pretty cool. She has a history of exposing cults, which is fascinating to me.
That's your you're like alter ego. Like you wish that like was you.
Oh my gosh.
Some other life.
Listen. Yeah. I have the curiosity but B has the balls. Yeah. Okay. You know, like I'm not actually showing up. I'm not sitting in your teepee, your sweat lodge.
No, we're a little scared of that.
Like, yeah, I'm real scared of that. I don't want to get dehydrated or anything. But B would do it, I think. She's in there. She's tough. Okay. So actually, because of B learning about her, it led me to read about Bhagwan Ranish and his followers, which are the basis of the Netflix doc Wild Wild Country.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. This is all total side note. So I watched that and it's so bananas and controversial about a cult takeover of a whole town in Oregon.
Yeah.
That it was compelling. I have to tell you all to watch it and let me know if you think I do an episode on it, because some of the main players are actually still alive. So it might be interesting to kind of pick up where Netflix left off.
Yes.
I digress. Okay. Okay.
Okay. I think you should do that. Back to Carla and B.
Okay. Okay. Back to B. Most of what we know about the following events is because she spent so much time interviewing locals. So what we know from her interviews is that Carla had started to tell people that she wanted out.
Out. Mm-hmm. Always a bad thing.
Yeah.
And it's real hard to get out.
Oh, yeah. She was saying things like, there's a dark side to Samboda, and she was afraid. There are also at least two witnesses to a confrontation that she had with Ari at a restaurant as well. Apparently, it was like, it was heated. Okay. So on December 14th, 2005, in the morning, Carla was found naked on the front lawn of a home close to the center of town. She had driven there that night. A witness recalls passing her on the main road at night. She was driving on the wrong side with her head out the window. That's how they remembered it was her. Okay. Mm-hmm. When Carla was found, she had suffered 30 to 40 stab wounds. She had a black eye. Her stab wounds punctured her liver and her lungs. Her jaw was broken, as well as some of her teeth. She also had two very fine straight slits on both of her eyelids, like vertical slits.
Oh.
Cut down. Huh. Okay. When first responders asked her who did this to her, she said it was a male spirit who did this to her. She was clear it was not a physical person. When she spoke to a friend, she was adamant that she did not do this to herself, but that it was complicated. Carla was taken to a hospital in Bellingham, Washington. While she was being treated, officers went to her home, which is a unique islandish kind of situation. It's part of like a community. Okay. So there's like a common area, but she had her own, what they call sleeping cabin.
Okay.
So there's a common area she's shared with other residents. So when the officers arrived, they found one of these residents cleaning up the crime scene, basically, right? Which had taken place in the kitchen. This woman, Deb, we're just hitting all your family members.
Seriously.
Okay. Okay. Deb said that another neighbor told her to go clean up a mess in the kitchen made by the cat. She said she was doing just that, just cleaning up a mess made by a cat, which was like four bloody knives,
lots
broken
of blood.
Glass, blood spatter on the walls and the rug, and a broken jar of lentils. So hippie, okay? So the police told this woman, stop, but it was already too late. She had removed any possibility of getting fingerprints off the knives or anything like that that would help with the investigation. It's not clear the extent of this woman's personal involvement with Samboda, other than her and her partner, Clay, are clearly friends with Ari and Ashi and known members, okay?
Mm-hmm.
B interviewed this woman And as crazy as it sounds, she stands by. She says the scene didn't strike her as anything unusual other than cats.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year's special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns Early. Acorns Early is a smart money app and debit card for kids that helps them learn the value of money. Teaching my kids the value of money is always on my list, but I'm not the best at keeping track of the money they earn from helping around the house, but I just discovered Acorns Early is a great tool to help with that. Acorns Early Chore Tracker teaches kids that hard work does pay off. You just set up the chores in the app and set the payment amount and then tick the chore off when it's done. Acorns Early lets parents pay allowances automatically, so no more rummaging around the house for cash and forgetting how much you owe them. Kids can spend what they earn with their very own debit card. You know they'll love that. And they get to choose from more than 35 customizable card designs. Plus, parents, we get to keep track of when and where the kids are spending. You get real-time spend notifications. You can set your kids' spending limits and instantly block lost or stolen cards. Now is the time to grow your kids' money skills with bite-sized financial lessons. The Acorns Early app has tons of fun, interactive courses that help kids learn about all things money. So, ready to help your kids learn the value of money? Just head to acornsearly.com or download the Acorns Early app to get started. Paid client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation providing investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns Early. Acorns Early is the smart money app and debit card for kids that helps them learn the value of money. Teaching my kids the value of money is always on my list, but I'm not the best at keeping track of the money they earn from helping around the house. But I just discovered Acorns Early has a great tool to help me with that. Acorns Early Chore Tracker teaches kids hard work really does pay off. You just set up the chores in the app, set a payment amount, and then tick the chore off the list when it's done. Acorns Early also lets parents pay allowances automatically. No more rummaging around the house for cash. Automatically send a weekly allowance to your kids' account with just a few taps. Kids can spend what they earn with their very own debit card, which you know they'll love, and they get to choose from more than 35 customizable card designs. Plus, parents, we can keep track of where and when the kids are spending. You can get real-time spend notifications, set your kids' spending limits, and instantly block lost or stolen cards. Now is the time to grow your kids' money skills with bite-sized financial lessons. The Acorns Early app is here for that. They have tons of fun, interactive courses that help kids learn all things money. So ready to for your kids to learn the value of money? Just head to acornsearly.com or download the Acorns Early app to get started. Sign up now and get your first month on us. TNCs apply. Monthly subscription fee starting from $5 per month unless canceled.
So
how would cats have knives? Is that like
I don't know.
A spiritual thing? So it's like something that
she must have been real high or something like that.
I was wondering, did they find any drugs in Carla's system?
No.
Because I would think they would have done these like crazy mushrooms or something. And then she was like, oh, it's a spiritual being.
Mm-mm.
Killing me.
So with there essentially being no crime scene and Carla not naming an attacker, she also didn't have any defensive wounds. It was ruled as self-inflicted. And after spending 10 days in the hospital, Carla was sent to a psych unit where she spent another 4 days. So 2 weeks after Carla's bizarre stabbing, she was released from the hospital. Who she was released to was interesting, because it's two people that were involved with Sambuddha, okay? They cared for her for a few days, and then Carla grew suspicious of them and demanded to go to her home, where her neighbors, so like the common residents, mm-hmm. right, were given the task of taking care of her, and mainly specifically two neighbors. And this was the woman who was cleaning up the scene, Deb, and her husband, Clay. Yeah. So you can imagine she was still very frail after suffering so much trauma just 20 days prior.
Okay? I believe she even lived.
I know. Okay. That same night, she arrived back at her little community, which is called the Opal Commons. That neighbor, Deb, called the police to say she couldn't find her. Police came and they did find her. She was actually in her sleeping cabin, sleeping. They checked on her. She was clearly still breathing, but completely unresponsive when they tried to wake her. So they just left her to sleep. Now, her family says she's a real light sleeper, so that doesn't make any sense. And you know, I would imagine I should probably go back to what you asked before, because you asked me about drugs in her system.
Yeah.
Maybe she did have drugs in her system, but they were probably what she was prescribed. I mean, I imagine she was still on painkillers or something. I don't know.
No, but I mean, when they picked her up from like the stabbing,
did they
maybe even didn't check because she didn't die. So they didn't do an autopsy or anything.
I don't think that there were drugs in her system at the point of the stabbing. And I'm going to get to another part, and there were not drugs in her system.
Okay.
But I don't know. I question whether at this point, why she was so unresponsive.
Yeah.
Maybe she was on drugs and I'm not clear about that.
Okay.
So they just leave her to sleep. The next night, Deb and her partners say they had checked on Carla at 1:15 a.m. And this time she was missing.
They had already called the cops and said she was missing, but she wasn't.
The night before they called the police and she was still there, just unresponsive. The next night they check on her at 1:15, like that's a little unusual already to me.
Right?
I'm pretty sure I'm the only person that's awake at 1:15. Okay. They were, and they checked on her and she was missing, but this time they decided it was too late to call the police.
Oh my God.
Okay. Very islandy, right? Okay. Even though they had done it the night before. Okay, but whatever. What is interesting is that B says they called the Sambodha members that she had staying with before she came back home. And then they called Ari and Ara, Ashi, whatever we named her. Okay. Okay. So it's like too late to call the police, but you can call all your
friends,
island connections.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Shady. Okay. They didn't call the police until 9 a.m. to report Carla missing. Yeah. That's late morning to me. Okay.
It's later than it is right now.
For sure it is. Okay. So they called at 9 a.m. and then there was a search. And around 1 o'clock, Carla's body was found face down in a pond a short distance from her home. Clay, Deb's partner, told police that he had talked to a psychic and that Carla's body was east of her home and in water. He also said that he didn't want to push this vision of Carla near water because it could invoke aliens and he didn't want them to come. Okay. So her death was ruled accidental drowning.
Oh my God, you gotta be kidding.
No, she was not found to be under the influence of anything. Okay, this is the point where I'm saying she's not on drugs. It was a shallow pond. She was a strong swimmer. And the last person to have seen her alive predicted where she would be found, which is not so suspicious as F or anything, right?
I mean, also, they were the people cleaning up the cat mess, aka blood.
Totally. And you know, it kind of reminds me, remember that case like we did a long time ago about the in Kalispell, Tana, about the bride who pushed her husband over the cliff and then was like, oh, hey guys, come look a little farther. It's like something about these people. I feel like they had called the police at 9 a.m. It was 1 p.m. They still hadn't found her. She's only a couple hundred yards from their actual house. They're like, let's get this show on the road. I'm having a vision. Check over here for the body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like loose lips.
I got okay. Shit to do. Come on. We gotta wrap this up.
I can't be like searching. Come on. Right. Okay. Oi. So crazy. So according to the San Juan Island investigator, there was no evidence of foul play.
Oh God, who is this? Now you are not living there 100%.
Right? Okay. And so, and this is what they say. There was no evidence of foul play and she was in water. So accidental drowning is the only option, right? Okay. Wrong. For some reason, it sounds like he just wanted to close this case. He makes comment that he spent 150 hours on it. So come on.
He didn't. 150 hours.
150 hours. I don't think is that much.
It's not that much, but I mean, a 40-hour work week, right? It's like a couple weeks of work. But
listen, there's like no murders on the San Juan Islands, so like, let's give this one some time. 150 hours.
Well, he's I don't really work anyway.
Tell that to Kelly.
I know who you're talking about.
Kelly Siegler. I'm saying. Tell her about 150 hours, okay?
This guy hasn't worked 150 hours. He's probably on his cell phone all day long, looking at whatever on the internet. So if he has to actually do some work, it's 150 hours too much.
Yeah. He does admit that, let's just put out the scenario, like, let's just say maybe she was suffocated and then put into the pond. Would they have been able to tell? And he says, probably not. But yeah, you're right, Tab. Yes, you actually can tell.
You have to do an autopsy and see how they actually drown, not just like, oh, it looks like her face is in the pond. She died of drowning.
Well, years. Okay, so they did an autopsy. but they just basically didn't do anything with the results, just ruled it accidental. But years later, a prominent medical examiner, relatively recently, actually, I think 2016 or 17, he found that her lungs were not consistent with drowning. And that if not ruled a homicide, her death should have at least been ruled undetermined by authorities. The investigation open, right? So, I mean, that's balls, okay? But I don't know. Maybe the investigators had an epiphany like Ari, who says that he used his, now we're not talking about Clay, we're talking about Ari, culty guy. He had used his mental abilities to connect with Carla and relive her final moments so he could have clarity. And he says she was determined to take her own life after her first attempt failed. Crazy. So the parts of Carla's story that I'm not clear about is her actual mental state. Her ex-husband, who she had a good relationship with, says her mental state was precarious at times, and I'm not exactly clear why it was she wasn't close enough for her daughters and him to be the ones that took her in after the stabbing.
Yeah, I was wondering that too. But they probably didn't live on the island any longer.
I know, but I think they were all in Washington. I mean, I know one of her daughters was away at college, so she's off the hook. And then I don't know about the other one, and it could have just been logistics, but I think they were all still in the state of Washington. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if she just demanded to go back to the island. I don't know. I'm just not clear on that. But anyways, things continue to get more bizarre in the days following her death. Other neighbors at the Commons where she lived report to have seen people in robes in her home at night performing rituals. And neighbors busted Deb trying to steal Carla's Rife machine. These neighbors apparently had the wherewithal to think no one should be going through Carla's things except for her family. So they threatened to call the police if Deb didn't return the Rife machine. And they changed the locks on Carla's home. And that all stopped.
Is this community that she lives in, it's not all the cult. It's just kind of like a...
No. There's actually, I'm not sure how many members there were at the time, but now there's only like 15 to 30 on the island. Mm-hmm. Most members are in Europe, actually. So it was just, I mean, I think it was just a little group.
Okay. But I'm talking about where she lives. It wasn't like a cult living.
No. Where she lived is actually, okay, side note, this is pretty rad. So where she lived, it's called the Opal Commons. You can look on the website and they have all different kinds of residences, homes, this kind of common shared space thing, whatever. And it's to bring affordable housing to the islands. So you can actually buy like a 2-bedroom house on Orcas Island if you meet the financial requirements for like $130,000.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it has all these grants and, you know, so it's a variety of people and families.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's where she lived. So it just was ironic that the culty, other culty people live next door. Dead.
Yeah. So it would be like if, you know, your nice neighbor died and then all of a sudden these weird people are coming over in robes. Oh. And this group was known to perform rituals like in robes and then get naked.
Oh, that is so bizarre.
And these members, this definitely happened because these members also talked to B and said, yeah, I mean, so what? We had a couple of rituals in her house after she died. What's weird about that? Everything.
Ew, they killed her.
It's very, what's that movie? The Village or something?
I don't know if I saw it.
Where they all wear the robes. Anyways, it's spooky. Okay.
Well, Handmaid's Tales, they all wear robes too.
I still haven't watched that.
You're stupid.
I know. I got to get on that.
After all the things that like I tell you to watch, which is zero, that's one of them.
I know. But I need to upgrade my Hulu plan to not have commercials. I haven't done that. Can't figure it out. Technologically challenged. And I get annoyed every time I turn Hulu on. Okay. Anywho, Samboda members that took care of Carla before she returned home left Orcas Island about a month after she died. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the original people, and they did not return to Orcas Island for 10 years.
Wow.
So I'm saying things continue to just be a little like, that's interesting.
Yeah,
that's strange. There was a man who was just overheard saying, at least he didn't fuck Carla like the rest of them.
Oh, what does that mean?
I don't know. This man reportedly left the island after her death as well. What is interesting about this is that I think that what he's saying is this happened during the stabbing incident. When Carla was at the hospital in Washington, she refused to do a rape kit. So we don't really know if this is just gossip or hearsay or, you know, if she was raped too. Mm-hmm. I mean, personally, I think that she was maybe so intimidated by whatever happened to her that night that she didn't want to, you know, I mean, it's like the mob coming after you or something, you know, she didn't want to name any names because she was scared for more retaliation.
Right.
And if she would have taken a rape kit, I mean, it's a stretch because all we know is this one guy's hearsay, but that it could have implicated somebody or something. And that would be my reason for thinking why she didn't do it.
Yeah.
So conveniently, Ari and his wife also left about a month after her death for their pilgrimage to the Himalayas, which is probably where they get, not probably, it's apparently where they get loads of wisdom. According to their website, they refer to their intense pilgrimage, okay? Before they left there, for their months-long departure, okay, they creeped out everyone on the island. They made it very known to locals that they had nothing to do with Carla's death. I mean, is there anything more terrifying than someone like standing in front of you smiling, saying like, I didn't do it?
So weird.
No. Creepy, right?
Yeah.
And they did like stood in front of businesses and like weird hand gestures, just like freaked people out. Okay. And so this went on for a while, and people that continued to talk about it said stuff happened to them. Like they were followed a lot, and it just changed the whole vibe on the island. You know, it's not a place where people typically even lock their doors, but now everybody was on lockdown and looking over their shoulders because they were spooked. What is crazy is that the police never interviewed Ari and his wife about Carla, but B did in 2018.
Wow, this police officer, detective, whatever, on the island, I'm happy that you're alive, Gretchen, because they don't want to do anything.
Right?
I mean, they don't even interview the people that could have done it.
Yeah, it's bananas. So B interviewed them, and in the interview, Ari told her that Carla wasn't even in his group. He says he just knew her from around the island, something which is disputed by even current members. Mm-hmm. She said he was nervous, stuttering when she questioned him. He also denied telling people that he had had that vision of Carla's last moments, although multiple people say he told him the same story. He says those people are bold-faced liars. So during the interview, she asked him about his relationship with the people who picked up Carla from the psych ward. And he said, oh, I don't even have a relationship with them. He just knew of them, but he said he didn't have their phone number or anything extra like that. And then it's complicated, but she busted him on that, like right away through like, well, yeah, you do know their last name and their information because I have corresponding emails right here.
Oh,
yeah. So he's irritated with B, and in the interview, he just lied and lied. So, I mean, it didn't really go anywhere. And I mean, I just think it's amazing he even spoke to her.
Is that part of his religion to lie? Like, that's usually not spiritual and religious,
he's the creator, so I guess he can make up the rules. But this is years and years so later. So I imagine this was in 2018. It happened in 2006. So I think he probably thinks he's like untouchable.
Yeah, for sure he does.
Yeah. Maybe he just spoke to her like, oh, let's just put this all to rest. Mm-hmm. And he's probably so narcissistic. He thought like, oh, she's going to get one look at my dreamy blue eyes. Hello, follower,
narcissistic.
He created
a religion around himself.
Yeah. So before she concluded her investigation, she was able to look at crime scene photos of Carla at the police station. And we're not able to see them, or I wasn't able to see them. You have to trek your ass down there. He says she was struck by was the fact that there were big holes in Carla's socks, which she spoke to her friends. Yeah, exactly. She spoke to her friends and family, which they all say, yeah, that would have been way out of character. She wouldn't have been wearing holy socks. Yeah. So it implicates that someone had dragged her to the pond, mm-hmm. which sounds reasonable, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So after her story was published in Guru Magazine, which is where she does these cult exposés. Okay. Pretty cool. Ari sued her for defamation, and the lawsuit was dismissed, thankfully. Mm-hmm. And Carla's daughter and ex-husband spoke to the CBS reporter, and they said they don't believe she committed suicide and they still want answers. As far as what's up with Ari and his wife, it looks like they are still on the island. I could have found them. They have a podcast.
Oh my God.
And, yeah. And books and webinars, and they have a following, mostly Europeans and mostly young women from what I could find on YouTube. So they are still making a living shoveling shit. He posts on Facebook quotes of himself over pictures of mountains and crystals. I just find that like kind of funny. It would be like, how do people not see through this? It would be like if we put up a little picture of the ocean and said, what do we say? Eat a dick, Chrissy, Gretchen, and Tab. You know, like, I mean, it's like, it's him actually posting quotes of himself. It's like so narcissistic, right?
God.
Okay. but whatever. And his posts are like, here's one. You cannot lose your love, just awareness of it. Is your mind blown?
It's deep. It's really deep.
Deep. Deep, right? I'm pretty sure you lose love too.
I'm 100% sure you can, because
I've definitely lost it. Yeah, I've lost it. Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a while, but it can happen.
It can happen. Yeah, definitely people have lost love for me. Chrissy.
Well, okay. Listen, I'll tell you about one person that lost some love for us real quick.
Okay. Oh, great.
We're not for everybody. Okay. We'll just say that.
No, we're not. Okay. Anyways, homie has about 1,400 followers. That's, you know, not too shabby. Not many comments on his posts. Okay.
We're doing better than him, though. Just saying.
Yeah, we are doing better than him. So there. Okay. But something kind of funny was that he posted something on his Facebook page about don't isolate yourself during the quarantine. And he got kind of into it in the comments with someone. This person kind of schooled him. And I went back to reread it because mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's funny. I could talk about that. And it was gone.
Oh, he deleted it.
Yeah, I don't think he... I suspect he doesn't take too kindly to be being told walks
criticized.
Up.
Criticized. Yeah.
That's right. Because it was, it was like really long.
Gosh, I wish you would have screenshot it. You got to screenshot that shit.
Yeah. I just didn't think it would go away. But his response, I mean, they got into it. It was paragraph after paragraph after paragraph.
You need to be quicker about that.
Well, I learned my lesson.
I screenshot everything.
I learned my lesson the hard way. Okay.
Yes.
Anyhow.
So
that's it.
We think it's the cult members that did it. Ari, Ashi, Deb, and Clay.
I think they're all in on it.
And I wonder why. Because she wanted out and she was going to expose something that they knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe corruption.
Corruption.
Something. Maybe she was sleeping with Ari. I don't know.
I don't know.
And or somebody else was, and somebody was going to tell his wife. I don't know. I don't know.
It was something.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
So crazy, right?
By the way, also, you would have totally been looking for all those people on the island when you were there. You would have not had a serene time.
Okay, so the headquarters for where they used to have their meetings is this place called the Outlook Inn, which I looked into it. I mean, it's a really small town center, and it's by where she was, you know, found. And I specifically, like, I knew that place right away.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I know that place. And I looked into it and it just looked like all the restaurants, most of the restaurants are pretty much closed or just available for takeout. And I thought, wow, this would be a cool place to go when the island actually opens up. So I knew it right away. And then he lives in Deer Harbor, another place. I mean, we were on the same end of the island, basically, that everything happened. And what is really creepy, though, is she's at this Woodlawn Cemetery. And I know this is probably not surprising, but I love cemeteries, and especially ones with the stand-up graves. Like, I always take pictures of graves and stuff like that. And usually I make my husband pull over, but you just can't on this. It's just a two-lane road. You know, you'd have to like pull in. So I didn't feel like being that extra, but I definitely was like, I mean, I knew right away,
like, oh, that's
a cemetery. Yeah, I was drawn there. And that's a cemetery that we drove by, you know, every time. I mean, the only place we went was our little cabin in the market. But yeah, I drove by it every single time. So
you weren't being crazy with COVID and like spreading your germs everywhere?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay, good. Thanks for that. Okay. Oh, cute shirt, Gretchy. She's wearing her Eat a Banana Christy shirt.
Oh, all the days.
So should we give some shout outs?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to shout out Linda Kelly. She's active on Twitter. And we're not. So I was trying to
Linda
be better about that. But Linda lives across the pond. Maybe.
Oh.
So thanks for listening. I have more. Swagger Boo Boo. You know, you love that name.
I do love that name.
My Kind of Peeps. Well, thanks. Oh. Lisa Phillips, 2002. Thanks so much. She puts a big heart. 5 stars. Obsessed from Kels G29. She also says that we should look into the Addie Hall case. And Kelsey, I think is your name, or Kelly. We did that case. And I don't know what number it is, but it's
the New Orleans case.
It's a New Orleans case, and it has to be around, because we did it when we were in New Orleans. We actually went to the apartment that she was murdered in, and we did part of the episode there with a psychic.
Spiritual priestess?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Spiritual priestess. So we did it. You got to listen to it. That actually, I think, is one of my favorite episodes of all time.
Yeah.
And one of our first. Obsessed from KBB. Nana Bear says, love Tab and Gretch. C-Max Pexy, the best. And I think that's it. There's one that was real bad for Bear Goose, 1950. Says that we're pretty much assholes because we don't give a shit about COVID-19. That just sums up that review.
Okay, listen. Tab did give me a heads up about this. And I've been thinking about you, Bear Goose, and I am going to tell you to eat a dick. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about coming to the conclusion that we don't give a shit about COVID-19. I gotta say something. Because this is what is wrong with our whole entire culture, is that I have to be afraid of saying, like, I went somewhere, you know, because I recall they, like, you're judging us for going places or whatever, because of your reaction is going to be so judgy. But let me tell you, you have never seen my purse, okay? I am armed. I am armed AF. And I think it's sad that I have to explain that to people. I've got gloves. I have a freaking backlog of Clorox wipes. That's right. Don't come rob me. I have them. Okay. I have paper masks, cloth masks, N95 masks. I've got sanitizer coming out my ass.
Oh, okay? Now you're an asshole for having an N95 when that should be with the, for the social, for the frontline workers,
I've been saving it. Okay.
I think you had it actually before the
coronavirus. Yeah. Beef the coronavirus. Yeah. Okay. But listen, we adapt to situations. I am so extremely careful when we drove to Washington and we stay at hotels where you don't have to, you know, check in, where it's keyless entry from your phone. I mean, we take so many precautions and then we go to a remote cabin and then we spend the whole time outside. So I'm being very vigilant, but I just think it's sad that you jump to the conclusion that we're not being vigilant. And I know Tab is the same way. You guys, we are taking every precaution. We're not fucking stupid. So that's what I want to say about that.
Thank you. And we do wear masks. Bear Goose.
And we do wear masks. And our kids wear masks. I'm homeschooling. Listen, if you want to judge me,
I think it's judging me more than you, but
well,
you're better than me because I send my kids to school
and they are in like little plexiglass islands.
Yeah.
Like we are all adapting. Listen, if you don't like us, that's fine, but don't jump to conclusions about whatever. And in addition to not jumping to conclusions, we have been accused of being too liberal. We have been accused of being too conservative. I'm over it. We don't talk politics. We just state a fact. I feel like people are very triggered right now and they want to make more out of anything that we say. And that is just really disheartening to me because we just want to say what is on our mind. And we're leaving politics off the table. And I would hope that we would be free to say whatever without being, you know, castrated by one side or the other.
That's right.
Okay.
Amen, sister.
So that was real long.
Gretchen's been reeling since I told her about that review.
Yeah. But listen, this is why I don't read the fucking reviews. I don't even know if we should keep this part of the segment because I don't like them.
I don't read all the bad reviews, only just the ones that I like, the ones that I know will trigger you.
Okay.
A little bit.
Okay. Okay. We'll keep it to Vapid.
Vapid.
That was a good one.
Sorry, Vapid.
Vapid. Okay.
Get it right.
Okay.
Housewives of True Crime.
I hope my point is coming across that we just want to be genuine. And I don't want to have to start walking on eggshells. Okay.
I don't think you ever would.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
I know. Okay.
Okay.
So other than that, you guys, you know, we do have groups called Housewives of True Crime group on Facebook. That's for, you know, the special ones that want to participate with us. Then we have the regular Housewives of True Crime on Facebook. That's just, you know, general. And then we have a Instagram. We do have a Twitter and TikTok, but we're not very good on the T's. The Twitter and TikTok, got shit to do and too much of it. So anyways, thanks for listening. Clink, clink. We were drinking coffee today because I made Gretchen get up at 5:30 in the morning to record.
Yeah, but I'm with it. Oh, and I just want to say, you know, happy Halloween post Halloween. Happy Halloween. I really loved seeing everyone's costumes. That was so exciting.
That was amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
Amazing. And now we're on to Thanksgiving and Christmas. So start listening to your holiday cheer music.
Yeah.
If you're in Los Angeles, it's Post 103.5. Holiday all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Probably have that in Orange County too. Mm-hmm. Okay. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.